My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. We're going to head over now to Studio 2A, where I'm joined now by tonight's guest for the next 55 minutes, Carlos Arzate and the Kind Souls.
None of this is convenient. Unfortunately, a bad time for me when you're miles away from the incident and uninterested in getting involved at all. But something feels wrong. There's a lot going on in the name of progress. In the name of those of us living on the outside looking in, never the advantaged, but always managed on the outside looking in. Gotta break some glass to get in. When the law a means to an end for profit and such, there comes a point when you're losing trust in the men called to carry it out. Whoa. But something feels wrong. There's a lot going on in the name of progress. Living on the outside looking in, never the advantage, but I always managed on the outside looking in. Gotta break some glass to get in.
Everything that's left behind
turns into sand. Take it down, won't you take it down? The circle of circles that kept you. Thousand shoes broken through, slipping through their hands. The water holes in night patrols, the dragon flies that sting. The coyotes of Sasabe, some do not give a damn. Left behind returns into sand. Take it down, won't you take it down? Child screams in a mother's dream, but it's no dream at all. Mother sees what they need, she has to make the call. She goes north without a choice, her child's in a sling. Voices in foreign places, weary from the wandering. Everything that's left behind returns into sand. Take it down, won't you take it down? Thank you. close, my darling dear. Now never let you go. I know it is hard, but you gotta know.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I have the great pleasure of being joined in Studio 2A by Carlos Arzate and the Kind Souls. How's it going tonight, everybody?
I'm a little overclimped.
That's a gorgeous, gorgeous song.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Why don't we start off, though, with introductions? Let us know who everyone is, what they're playing tonight.
Yeah, tonight we are Colin Shook on piano.
Hello.
Just flew in from Austin today for this setup for our tour. Yeah. Ryan Alford on bass.
Hello, hello.
Aaron Hallstrad on the electric guitar.
Good day.
And Nadim Shahab on the drums.
Hello.
So we'll just jump right into it. I mean, that song, that's a really powerful song. And it's different. Maybe it's a good entry point into talking about this new record, talking about this, you know, where you're at creatively right now. Because this is a different sound than what we've heard from you before, I think. And there's almost a kind of haunting beauty to the arrangements. And there's a classic sound, but something that sounds very married, you know, quite organically to your voice, which has always been unique and powerful and really just a gorgeous voice. So how did we get here? Let's talk about how we got here, and then we'll kind of talk about, you know, what's going on with the new tour and the new album.
Yeah, I think we got here organically. Mm-hmm. It's just all happened in its appointed time. I feel completely confident about that. Like that song, you know, was written in 2010. You know, it's written for I wrote it in the memory of my sister who passed away at 39.
Yeah.
And we've recorded it before. I've recorded it as a demo, one of the first things I did on Letters from Loveland. And then we went into the studio the first time we did some tracks at Wave Lab and re-recorded it with the full band. And
yeah.
Didn't make the EP.
Right.
And it just wasn't, it just didn't have the right.
Didn't feel right.
Yeah, it just didn't feel right, you know. And we recorded that particular song. It was the last song we tracked at Wave Lab for this final session that we did, the Indiegogo campaign supported session.
Yeah.
And we recorded it after we performed a show at the Rito Racetrack, which we had done in the morning, and then we still had a half a day at the studio. We had been in the studio 2 days already.
Yeah.
We were all exhausted.
Uh-huh.
We were all tired and just kind of surly, you know. And we tracked this song, and I think it came out. Feeling natural. It felt like the earth, you know. It felt like dirt from the earth, you know. And the vocal track we did on that one, my voice is all burnt, that because we just played a show and so forth. And we actually went back into the studio and tried to do a new take, and we trying to make it sound as beautiful as possible. And Ryan and I were just like, man, something's missing, man.
Yeah,
we can't duplicate that first track. You know, it was just so. It was in a vulnerable, we were all in a vulnerable place.
Yeah.
And that's what that song needed.
Yeah.
And now it's on the record. And I'm just, like I said, I'm kind of choked up about all those songs that we just played.
So let's talk about this record. So you've recorded, thanks to the help of fans and supporters through Indiegogo, tracked at Wave Lab over a few days. And now we're ready to hear the final product. So tell us, what's the name of the album? When's it coming out? Give us the kind of basic details, and then we'll jump in from there.
Yeah, so that album goes right to what you're saying there. You're saying that there's like it's a different sound kind of thing. We settled on the track Got Me Wrong because I feel like maybe you have heard me in the past. Maybe you've heard me perform and heard me sing loud. And like that's maybe what I'm known for in Tucson. But maybe you got me wrong, like on other ideas of songs that I do and inspiration that I have and ways that I can perform or songs that I can write.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of lends, that's what that title lends to the variety of music that you'll hear on this CD.
Great.
Yeah.
And when does the album come out?
Friday. Yeah.
And I know that you're going to hit the road for a few dates on both sides of the border. Tell us a little bit about what you have in store for the immediate release here.
Yeah, we're actually doing a co-Southwest tour with our friends Sweet Ghost here. Ryan Alford was a producer on the album and has just been like a constant, encourager.
Enabler.
Enabler sounds... he's been an encouragement to my songwriting, you know, and Sweet Ghost has got a new 7-inch called Wreckage, and I have this album. We just teamed up to do this tour together since there's a lot of crossover in the bands.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to have 9 people in a van.
Wow.
Driving down to Hermosillo on Thursday. Catherine and Kelly will be there. Uh-huh. All the Sweet Ghost band.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Terrific.
Yeah.
And you're doing one of the Hoco nights as well?
Sunday night. So we'll be in Mexico Thursday night, and then we're going to be in Phoenix Friday night at the Rebel Lounge.
Okay.
And then Saturday night, we're going to play a real intimate, kind of what you just kind of heard here.
Yeah.
In the Courtyard, which is a beautiful venue, outdoor venue. in Bisbee, right on Brewery Avenue.
Oh.
And then Hoko, we're going to play Hoko Fest the Sunday night.
And will you have copies of the CD available on Sunday and on the tour?
Yeah, we will. But we're really trying to get everybody out to our actual Tucson CD release party October 17th at the Flycatcher.
Okay.
That's where we're going to have the actual party. So like, if you can't make it to Hoko, a lot of people are out of town.
Sure.
Like a lot of supporters. That's where we really want you. We really want you to come out October 17th.
Perfect. Okay. So before we get into our next set here, what's the best place for people to keep track online of what's going on, whether it's to buy the album or find out about upcoming dates?
CarlosArzate.com. That's CarlosArzate.com. And SweetGhost.com. You can check, see their single there as well.
Perfect.
But CarlosArzate.com. I mean, if you're on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook, all those places, but you can find everything at CarlosArzate.com.
Excellent. All right, let's hear another set. Carlos Arzate and the Kind Souls, live in Studio 2A. My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Carlos Sarsate and the Kind Souls. Guys, you ended on another killer song.
Thank you.
I'm very excited for this record. But let's talk a bit about, you mentioned before that, Ryan was a big influence in helping to kind of shape the sound of the record. But what I'm curious about, when you went in, you were tracking this at Wave Lab, was this the kind of session where you went in, everybody knowing, all right, this is what we want the record to sound like, this is the sound we're trying to achieve, or did you just
not
go
at
in?
All. Not at all.
So how did it happen? How did we get here?
It was, when Ryan would come back from his tour schedule, we'd meet at his house, and I'd be like, I got all these songs, man, I got these songs I want to track, and we went and did some songs the first time at Wave Lab that didn't make the EP, so we had some of those in our pocket, like No More mm-hmm. was one of those tracks, and From Here was another one of those tracks that we mm-hmm. had music done real nice to it, but mm-hmm. we had these other songs. I would tell him, he's like, well, let's do it. We got the budget together for the record. We went and did it, and we had just a list of songs that I had accumulated through the years.
Sure.
While trying to get this project off the ground, and we went in with the shapes of those songs, pretty much formed, and then in the studio, the spirit in there was like nothing was absolute. Mm. So because of that, a lot of cool things happened in the studio. Like Louis Taylor took on a different rhythm. Mm. My Darling Dear had really, came into its own. Mm-hmm. Got Me Wrong changed meters, and just turned into this total rock song, man. Mm. That's the spirit in the studio was like that. So it was, that's how we went in.
Yeah, it was all kind of recorded with this band. Actually, the band that you're hearing right now, plus Brian Lopez. Yeah. On another rhythm guitar, say all but one or two of the tracks were, all six of us playing. Carlos in a weird little dark closet with all the lights off and a blanket across the window.
Yeah.
And lots of vocals got kept. Just lots of takes. That's what I like about this record, is it's mostly like a take that made it, uh-huh. With some like magic guitar sauce afterwards.
Sure,
Aaron
sure.
would come in and to my overdub studio and do some crazy stuff, but ultimately the bones of what you're hearing, I think without exception, are like live takes with the whole band playing.
Wow.
That was great.
That was like the idea, to go in there and really track the good bones so we could really be proud of them. Like mm-hmm. who knows what these songs become, or what, who listens to them, how many people listen to them, but when I'm 50 looking back, I'm going to have a record that I can be really, really proud of.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was kind Definitely. Of the goal.
So the record comes out on Friday. You're going to do a series of Southwest dates, playing at HOCO on Sunday night, the third and final night of HOCO Fest. And then the sort of official record release party is going to be October 17th at the Flycatcher.
Yep.
So another thing that I'm curious about here is that these are songs that you mentioned that, at least – some of the songs date back 5-6 years in terms of when you actually wrote the songs themselves. So was there anything that unified or brought together the batch that ended up making the cut for the album? Was there something you were trying to achieve, or did it just happen to be the, 10, 11 songs that worked and came together, and that was what the album turned into?
Yeah, it seems like backwards to do it the way we did it, as far as like, a lot of bands go out and have a concept or have a sound that they want to track, mm-hmm. and that's going to be like what that record is. And that just wasn't the case here. It was more of documenting a collection of songs that I had.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be like some stayed off the record. Like we got False Alarm, didn't make it to the record. But we ended up doing these interludes with these two interludes, Lay Your Burden Down Devil's Highway Waltz, the one that we just did before, On and On and On, kind of was like glued to the record and tried to piece it together. So it wasn't like a singular narrative, but more of just a collection of tunes that kind of sonically, through the help of like Kathy Rivers helping us out with track listing here at KXCI, made a cohesive sounding record.
Earlier this year, I had Hal Gelb come down, and he was talking about the new Giant Sand record. And I was asking him about, you know, because his last couple albums, he'll sort of he'll ascribe some kind of a theme right. to the record. And I was asking him, you know, at what point in the process that would come in, and he always would say, "Well, that's the last thing that yeah. comes." That you know, he would write all the songs, he'd record all the songs, then he kind of figures out what the theme is. And I think that there's something to be said though for letting the art just sort of speak for itself, and then you can figure out after the fact what threads are running through it. But yeah. just let the art speak, and then
I would agree with that sentiment there. You know, because initially. Like when I was raising funds, because you have to put a campaign together.
Sure.
You know, and the idea was to call the record Common Ground, because I'm just like, we're living in these polarized days where everybody's just so hot and bothered mm-hmm. for whatever their absolute beliefs are. And I just want to, I want to break through that with my music. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't want to sound tacky by doing that. I don't want to say like choose this side or this side, sure. but I just want to humanize. I want to humanize some of these issues, mm-hmm. and that's what yeah. the tracks, a lot of the tracks like that made it on the record,
right.
like the Ballad of Louie Taylor, this sure. Coyotes of Sasabe,
yeah.
Which was Cyril Barrett's track.
Uh-huh.
On and on. Yeah, with Salvador Duran has a vignette at the end of that. It's just
lovely.
Unbelievable. It came together cohesively after thinking about it after the fact.
Sure.
And then it's like, got me wrong is like, maybe you thought of me one way, but it's not, yeah. not the reality.
Yeah. Well, I have to say once again, I'm really excited for this record. These songs have sounded great in this context, and looking forward to hearing the finished product this weekend, Sunday night, Hoco. If you're listening somewhere else in Arizona, you've got a chance to catch you guys in Bisbee on Saturday night, Phoenix on Friday night, Phoenix. Hermosillo Thursday, right?
Yeah, so Thursday Hermosillo, Friday Phoenix, Saturday Bisbee, and then the following weekend we're going, Hoco Fest on Sunday. Following weekend we'll be in Flagstaff on Friday night, and then
Prescott
the Saturday night.
Very cool. Yeah. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Carlos Arzate and the Kind Souls for being here. We'll see you next week. We'll wrap it up with one last set here on Locals Only.
Thank you, Matt. indulge myself in you. I want to feel all the trouble you're holding on to. Oh, and get close. Talk to me, baby. Say what you need to say. Let me carry that burden you've been holding on to. Oh, and get closer to you. When the time is right, that I first saw you. Song. This is the title track of the CD, Got Me Wrong. It's called Got Me Wrong. You got me wrong.